Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with two of our favorite folks, two great Americans, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Dillon-Schneider, the founder and the chairman of the Dillon-Schneider Group, and Rich Galen, who's the guy who writes the twice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com, political expert, political operative, political professional for many decades now. Has a number of important jobs, always with the Republican organization. Bob, we were talking about how do we feel these days, and as I mentioned, I polled my audience and this weekend to ask how, if they remembered back to the day before 9/11, how do they feel today compared to that day? And they said, and two-thirds have said, clearly a full two-thirds said, I feel less. I wasn't frightened then, wasn't worried then, but I am now. Bob, we were talking about how we seem to have backed up. We seem to have not done as well. What could we have done differently? How could we have, in your mind, how could we have cleaned this mess up and be on the and moving in the right direction instead of the wrong direction with regard to world relationships?
The president has done a miserable job communicating about this, but it's bigger than that. We do a lot of research with people under 15 years old. They don't know about 9/11. So we're going to have to educate those people from ground zero up to where we are today. And when they're 30, when they're 40, I hope they have the same feeling we do today.
Rich, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday when I was flying back. You know, one of the things that we, in the three of us, are old enough to have two "where were you" wins in our life.
Yeah.
One was JFK, and then 9/11. But if you think back to, you know, what our parents would talk about is, where were you when you heard about Pearl Harbor, and where were you when you heard FDR died? And for us of our generation, the very next generation, those were kind of interesting historical points, but not filled with the emotion that our parents had. And I think that's what we're going to be facing. The job that you just laid out for us, Bob, I think is going to be very difficult, because trying to portray the emotional impact of those explosions is a very, very difficult task for people who didn't live through it at the time.
You know, Jim,
I don't want to mess up your show, but I have to say, should Hillary Clinton drop out of the race right now, given what's taken place over the last 24, 48 hours?
I don't know, but I saw Joe Biden in the bullpen. I don't know what that means.
Should Joe Biden or Mike Bloomberg step forward? That's what's going to happen here.
Wow. You think so?
Mrs. Clinton should have the courage to admit she's got a serious health problem.
Yeah.
That's what I'm writing about this morning.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to get back on our topic here.
Sorry.
That's all right. One of the things I wanted to talk about, I wanted to say about that, was that whenever they attacked those places, I said then that gave you an idea about how much of an egomaniac Bin Laden was. Because if he was a true tactician, if he was a real general, he wouldn't have flown into those places. He would have flown into some places that could have done some lasting damage, like Hoover Dam, or he would have put, you know, he would have put 1,000 people around the country in malls at noon in vests. And I said, you know, they'd be more decentralized. They would have taken out flown a plane into a nuclear plant or something like that. And but he wanted to make a splash, not do real damage. But now that we've got all this disaffected youth that you were talking about, Bob, that's where we're headed, isn't it, Rich? With these lone wolf type of things.
Yeah, the lone wolf thing is always more
self radicalized. My God, how do you protect yourself from someone who's self radicalized?
Yeah, that's right, and it's very difficult, and we got really smart people trying to figure out how to counter that. You and I have talked about some of them in the past, going back to something we said earlier about the laws didn't allow for cross-pollinization among U.S.
Right, right.
U.S. organizations. The fact is that even to this day, It's not the law nearly as much as it is the egos of those organizations.
The culture.
They just don't want to share the information. We've gotten a lot better at it, and you couldn't do that today. You would not have those guys being able to train themselves.
But here's a question, Rich. You know, we smirk, we laugh sometimes. We get disgusted with how polarized the politics are in Washington, just using the so-called leaders up there. But doesn't that, I'm going to ask you first and then Bob, doesn't that polarization put us in danger when there's no leadership?
Well, it does. Well, I'm not sure there's no leadership. I think there are people that are trying to burst through, but it's in the current environment, and again, I'm in Bob's lane here. In the current environment, you got to say something. You got to keep pressing the envelope. You got to say something more. We ought to be Ann Coulters to be able to break through. And for that, you lose.
But where are the Joe Bidens, Bob? Where are the Joe Bidens, the partisans who are also statesmen?
I think serious people are trying to figure out how to get Joe Biden to the race right now. That's where Joe Biden is. But this is a serious problem, Jim. And we have some of the best thinkers and minds in the world in terms of propaganda. We really do. We used them in the Second World War. We used them in Korea. We didn't use them in Vietnam, and we're not using them now. And I think it's incumbent on the administration to call on the best thinkers to get them out there.
And by the way, when I said Joe Biden, I didn't mean – did I say Joe Biden? I didn't mean Joe Biden. What's our guy's name in Connecticut?
Joe Lieberman.
Joe Lieberman is what Joe I meant Lieberman. To say. Where are the Joe Liebermans is what I meant. We need more Joe –
There are almost none of them.
I know.
The studies are that there are almost no members of the House or Senate that can be relied upon – to take a good idea from the other side and support.
And that's my point about safety, about our national safety. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Bob and Rich.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.